Hi everyone, and welcome to learn about feedback, reflection, and metacognition.
And I'm Lisa. Thanks for joining us today. We've got a really exciting topic lined up, one that's all about transforming how students learn and how we teach.
Absolutely. Today, we're diving into feedback, reflection, and metacognition. It's such a rich area, and honestly, it can make a massive difference in the classroom when done right.
Right. James, feedback isn't just about giving grades or ticking boxes. It's about helping students grow as learners. And when you combine that with teaching them how to reflect and think about their own thinking, well, the results can be transformative.
Exactly. You know, Lisa, I was recently looking at this documentary-style classroom scene. Picture this: a teacher is sitting with three students at a round table. One student is holding a pen over a reflection journal. There's an open rubric with handwritten comments, sticky notes listing action steps, and a laptop with inline feedback. The whole scene just screams collaboration and growth.
That sounds amazing. And it really illustrates what we're talking about: feedback as a process, not just a final judgment. It's about creating an environment where students feel supported to plan, monitor, and evaluate their learning.
Exactly. And that's what we're unpacking today. Why does this matter? How can we make feedback effective? And how do we teach students to reflect and take control of their learning? Let's start with why this is so important. Lisa, what's your take on that?
Well, think about it. If feedback only comes at the end of a project or after a test, it's too late for students to make meaningful changes. That's where formative feedback comes in. It's conversational, it's written, it's task-focused, and it happens during the learning process so students can actually improve.
Right, and when you add metacognition into the mix, helping students become aware of their own thinking strategies, you're giving them tools to take ownership of their learning. It's a skill they can carry with them across subjects and even beyond school.
Exactly. And let's not forget the social aspect. Learning happens in a social context, whether it's peer feedback, group reflection, or one-on-one discussions with a teacher. All of that interaction helps build understanding and motivation.
So, by the end of this episode, we want our listeners to feel confident about giving feedback that's clear and actionable, creating routines for student reflection, and teaching metacognitive strategies. We'll also touch on self-assessment and goal setting. Sound good?
Sounds great. Let's break it down step by step, starting with the principles of effective feedback. James, what do you think makes feedback actually helpful for students?
Good question. I think it boils down to a few key things: specificity, timing, task focus comments, and balancing challenge with encouragement. For example, instead of saying, "Good job," you might say, "Your introduction clearly outlines your argument. Great work on that. For the next step, try to make your conclusion just as strong."
Exactly. And timing is so important too. If you wait too long to give feedback, students might have moved on mentally or emotionally. Catch them while the learning is still fresh, and tie your comments directly to their goals.
That's a great point. And it's not just about what you say, it's how you say it. Feedback should challenge students to improve, but also encourage them so they don't feel defeated.
Absolutely. And this applies to both written and verbal feedback. Even something as simple as a sticky note with action steps can be powerful. It gives students something concrete to work on.
Speaking of action steps, let's talk about promoting learner reflection. How do we get students to stop and think about how they're learning, not just what they've learned?
One way is to use simple prompts. For example, you could ask students, "What strategy did you use to solve this problem?" Or, "What would you do differently next time?" Group reflection routines can also be really effective, like having students discuss their approaches in pairs or small groups.
I love that. And it ties back to the idea of creating a classroom culture where reflection is just part of how things are done. When students see it as a normal part of the learning process, they're more likely to engage with it.
Exactly. And that brings us to metacognitive strategies. These are the practical techniques we can teach students to help them regulate their attention, memory, and strategies. Think alouds are a great example. modeling your own thought process so students can see how to plan, monitor, and evaluate their own work.
Right, or even something as simple as a planning, checking, reviewing routine can give students a structure to follow. It's about giving them the tools to manage their own learning.
And let's not forget meta-memory tips. Things like teaching students how to use retrieval practices or mnemonics to remember information better. It's all about helping them work smarter, not harder.
Finally, let's touch on self-assessment and goal setting. How do we help students evaluate their own work and set meaningful goals?
Rubrics are a great starting point. When students have clear criteria, they can assess their own progress more effectively. Peer feedback can also be valuable. It helps students see their work from a different perspective and learn from one another.
And when it comes to goal setting, it's important to focus on process goals rather than just outcomes. For example, instead of saying, "I want to get an A," a student might say, "I want to improve the structure of my essays by using better transitions."
I love that. It shifts the focus to growth and understanding, which is what learning is all about. Before we wrap up, let's circle back to that quick exercise we mentioned earlier. James, think about the last piece of feedback you gave a student. Was it summative or formative? Did it guide them on what to do next?
Good question. I think it was a mix, but I could have made it more actionable. I'll definitely keep today's tips in mind for next time.
That's what it's all about. Small shifts that can make a big difference. We hope you found this discussion helpful.